Welcome to Earth Matters on Gila Members Community Radio, KURU, at 89.1 FM, the show that brings you in-depth coverage of local, regional, and national environmental issues. I'm Donna Stevens, the Executive Director of the Upper Gila Watershed Alliance, a local watershed protection nonprofit, and I'm your host for today's program. I'm also one of the organizers of the Gila River Festival, and that's what today's show is all about. The festival takes place September 22nd through 25th in Silver City at the Gila River and in the Gila National Forest. This show is a little bit unusual because joining me here in the studio is Allison Civic, another one of the hosts for Earth Matters and the executive director of the Gila Conservation Coalition and one of the main organizers of the Gila River Festival. We're not usually on the show together, but we are this morning. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Donna. Happy to be here.
Good. So, the 12th annual Gila River Festival takes place, as I said, September 22nd through 25th. The schedule is available online at gilaconservation.org. This is also where you can register for field trips and the Sunday brunch. We'll be talking about all the events, everything that's happening on today's show. So I wanted to start, Allison, with a little bit of background. This is the 12th year of the Gila River Festival, and I'm wondering, what was the reason that you started the festival in the first place 12 long years ago?
I know. I can't believe that it's been 12 years, but 2005 was the first year of the Gila River Festival, and the Gila Conservation Coalition started the festival as a way for people to come together to celebrate the Gila River. The Gila is New Mexico's last free-flowing river. It's a unique river ecologically. Also, it's got cultural significance. And so there really wasn't anything going on in our community at the time that really celebrated and educated folks about this amazing place. And so that's how we got the Gila River Festival started back in 2005. And we're now in the 12th year. Every year we've got a different theme. We're emphasizing different aspects of the Gila River. We bring in speakers from all over, as well as give local folks an opportunity to talk about the river. We've got an amazing number of local experts, and it's always wonderful to get our local experts up sharing their information, their passions with Gila River Festival participants.
So I wanted to ask you, you brought up the idea of a theme that happens every year. This year's theme is Honoring Our Heritage, the Natural and Cultural History of the Gila. Can you explain what we're really talking about when we say that?
Sure. So this year is the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service, and this is this year's Gila River Festival. We're trying to sort of reflect the National Park Service's mission to preserve unimpaired the natural and cultural resources and values of the National Park System for the enjoyment, education, and inspiration of this and future generations. And you know, the Park Service, our public lands in the United States, this really is a very unique idea. And this idea that public lands, that our national parks, our national monuments are resources, cultural resources, monuments, landscapes, historic landscapes, special wild places, these belong to all Americans. They belong to the American people. This is a uniquely democratic idea. And so it's really thanks to visionaries. As early as 1832, the painter George Catlin, he first proposed the idea of a nation's park. Some protecting policy is what he called it. And this was in response to Western expansion and the loss of wild places and thousands of indigenous peoples, their way of life that really was lost with this Western expansion. And so the idea of national parks, some way of protecting these amazing landscapes and cultural resources, is really kind of how this idea originally started. And of course, the Gila, our Gila area, the Gila Wilderness, the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, we're beneficiaries of this preservation movement. And so, you know, as many people know, the Cliff Dwellings was created to protect Mogollon culture structures in the Gila National Forest that was created in 1907, actually prior to the National Park Service being formed. And then, of course, we've got the Gila Wilderness that was set aside in 1924. So we here in this Gila region are the beneficiaries of this preservation, this conservation movement. And so that's really what we're trying to do in this year's Gila River Festival is really celebrate that and, you know, look forward as well, because, of course, public lands are now under threat. And, you know, what really does this mean to the West? What does it mean to us here in the Gila region? So we're going to be talking about all of it. We're going to be looking back and talking about the history, the philosophies behind this national preservation movement, but then also looking forward to the challenges. And what are the unique challenges here in the Gila?
So can you tell us about our keynote speaker, Audrey Peterman? She will be speaking on Friday, September 23rd at 7 o'clock at the Global Resource Center on the Western New Mexico University campus. Can you say how she fits into all of this public land issue you've just been talking about?
Sure. So we are thrilled to have Audrey Peterman coming to us all the way from Florida. She is a writer, an activist, and she's president of Earthwise Productions. She's been very active in the fight to protect the Everglades National Park and the Everglades in general as an ecological system. And Audrey is a naturalized citizen. She's originally from Jamaica. And, you know, she's got a unique perspective. Her and her husband traveled and visited all of the national parks in the country. And they together wrote a book called Legacy on the Land, A Black Couple Discovers Our National Inheritance and Tells Why Every American Should Care. So a long title for an amazing book, really, that, you know, really explores, again, going back to this unique American idea and, you know, what this really means. And, of course, many of us just kind of take our national parks and our public lands for granted. But, you know, coming from elsewhere outside of the country, and in Audrey's case, Jamaica, someone like Audrey can look on this system with kind of fresh eyes and kind of say, wow, look how unique this is. And Audrey's, you know, she's going to be talking about, you know, what is the philosophy behind and the need for preservation of public lands. But because, you know, often these places really are the refugia of much of our natural and cultural heritage. Of course, the Gila is important, that refugia concept in terms of so much of our natural flora and fauna and endangered and threatened species. So we need to set aside these places and make sure that they're around for future generations. She's also going to be talking about the contributions of the unsung heroes of the conservation movement, like women and people of color. So, we're really looking forward to what Audrey has to say and really put what's going on here in the Gila region in a national context, if you will. And she'll be taking some of the lessons learned from what she's been doing with the Everglades. And sort of applying that here to the Gila.
I wanted to comment on something that you said a couple minutes ago about Audrey looking at our national parks with fresh lands, because I just read her book about a month ago, the one that you just mentioned, Legacy on the Land, with the long subtitle. And I really did feel like I looked at our national parks with fresh eyes. I always took them for granted before and never really thought about them very much, but just reading Audrey's book, as you said, from somebody who came from another country and is a naturalized citizen, and just looking at really what a great resource these parks are for us and this public land that we can go to at any time. And as she mentions in her books, every state has a national park or monument or some other site in the national park system, except for Delaware. So you don't even have to drive very far in most cases to get to a national park. And I also didn't realize how much our national parks and monuments are also our cultural legacy, too. Like the Edmund Pettus Bridge in, what is it, Selma or Montgomery? I just forget which way. I guess it connects those two cities.
Right, right.
And, that's a national monument and all these things that are really historical. And I guess I didn't really realize that. So I'm really looking forward to her talk.
Right. I think that's important. The cultural history, and we need to preserve it. Obviously, if we don't preserve our history, how can we learn from history? We're, what's that quote? You're doomed to
repeat
mistakes of the past, right? So these places are so important for making us who we are as Americans. And so we have a duty to preserve them. And, the Gila Cliff Dwellings, Mogollon culture was extremely important to this area. And so we're fortunate that we have the Gila Cliff Dwellings preserved for us to enjoy and learn from.
So I wanted to ask you about conservationist Dave Foreman, who will really kind of kick off the festival, speaking on the very first night, Thursday, September 22nd, again at the Global Resource Center. Excuse me. I wanted to ask you, what will Dave be talking about that evening?
Well, Dave really is the godfather of the conservation movement here in the Gila region. This is where Dave got his start. He's a native New Mexican. And, we've got a lot to learn from history and our natural history. And Dave's really going to be melding the two together. He's going to be talking about the ecological importance of the Gila Headwaters Wilderness and Wild Rivers landscape. Really, when you look at things geographically, the Gila is an important wildland and a key link between Alaska and Central America when you look at the spine of the continent. And so we are so important ecologically. And then, of course, historically, Dave's been around since the Hooker and Connor Dam days, when efforts were first initiated to dam the Gila River. And and also he's been involved in many wilderness battles here in the Gila region. So he's going to review that history and then, the ecological component, bring those two together and say, okay, what do we need to do for the future? Mm-hmm. And so, Dave, I'm looking forward to hearing Dave's talk and really hearing him map out sort of the roadmap for us as we go forward and sort of, again, looking back at the history, but where we need to go to ensure that this ecologically important region is protected for the future.
Okay, well, that seems like a good stopping point. So we'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation about the Gila River Festival with Allison Civic here on Earth Matters on Gila Members Community Radio. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Earth Matters here on KURU 89.1 FM. I'm Donna Stevens, your host for today's program. And my guest today is Allison Civic, director of the Gila Conservation Coalition, co-host of Earth Matters, and co-organizers of the Gila River Festival, which is our topic for today. So the festival has been featuring field trips for many years, and I wanted to ask you, Allison, what field trips are happening this year and how they highlight the natural and cultural history of the Gila region.
Right. So, Donna, certainly field trips have been an important component of the Gila River Festival every year since the beginning. I mean, you know, it's one thing to sit in a lecture hall and listen to somebody telling you about the unique characteristics of the Gila River. It's another thing to actually get out there, get on the ground, walk in the river, be out there walking through a riparian area, and listening to an expert tell you about the importance of the riparian bosque, or get you out there fishing or kayaking. So those unique opportunities have always been a key component of the Gila River Festival, and I'm happy to say we've actually got more field trips this year. We've added more. So in terms of what we've got for natural history, birding is always a very popular field trip, and we have partnered with our colleagues at Southwest New Mexico Audubon Society. And this year, they're doing two birding field trips, one on Thursday morning, September 22nd, and the second on Saturday morning, September 24th. You don't need to be, you can be a beginner. You don't have to know anything about birds. This is your opportunity to really get out there and understand how you bird, and what to look for from birding experts.
I just want to add one thing, is that there could be fall migrants flying through, so it's a little bit tricky to know what you'll see, so there could be a lot of surprises.
That's
or a
right.
few surprises,
a few
anyway.
Surprises, that's right, absolutely. And then an interesting field trip this year called Mesquite Reconnaissance Mission is interesting field trip to go around Silver City looking for mesquite trees. And of course, mesquite is an important native tree that supplies, that produces beans, mesquite beans, that can be used as a food source. And we're very excited to have Rita Herbst, Asher Gelbart, and Kristen Lundgren, who are with Nuevos Comienzos Community Kitchen at the Volunteer Center. And they're going to be taking people around and telling you more about mesquite, and then what are some of the food-based mesquite products that you can produce from mesquite beans. So, of course, mesquite was an important food source for our indigenous people, so this is an opportunity to learn more. So really a crossover between our natural and cultural history with that field trip. And we've got lots of space on that. River Ranch Tour. The River Ranch is a beautiful ranch over on the Mimbres, not on the Gila, but over on the Mimbres that has, it's now, actually, it's been purchased by the New Mexico Game and Fish Department. So it's the public, New Mexicans now own this ranch. And it was, as many of you know, owned by Gene and Elizabeth Simon, who were wonderful conservationists and left this had cared about conserving this ranch and some of an amazing remnant ash stand on this ranch, and so people who participate in this tour can go see this ash stand, this forest of, you know, waist high saccatone grass. Apparently, right now it's pretty lush. So if you want to learn more about that unique ranch, we've got I think one slot left for that. Floodplain diversity, for folks who want to understand how the hydrology, geofluvial morphology of the river influences the diversity, riparian diversity on the Gila River. This will be an excellent field trip to go on with Dr. Esti Moldavin of Natural Heritage New Mexico and Martha Cooper from the Nature Conservancy. That tour is going to be visiting the TNC land at the Iron Bridge. And then we also have Fantastic Flora of the Gila. That field trip will be with Dr. Bill Norris and Dr. Richard Felger on Saturday, September 24th. We still have room for that. That'll be Saturday afternoon. And both Bill and Richard are botanists, two of our, you know, amazing local experts on the native flora of the region. And so they'll be visiting the Gila River riparian zone. So that's what we have for natural history. Actually, I should say we still have some room on the fly fishing trip. I've neglected to say that. So that's a unique event for families. So we've got space for kids. If you want to learn how to fly ties and want to learn how to get into fly fishing, that's the field trip for you with some amazing fly fisherman Jason Amaro from Trout Unlimited. We have Dutch Salmon from the Gila Conservation Coalition, Jeff Arterburn from Trout Unlimited, and also I've got one last person, Tom Hines as well. So four experts tell you everything you wanted to know about fly fishing. And we actually have, we've got space on that field trip. So I hope people can sign up. And I should say, the easiest thing to do is go on our website at gilaconservation.org. You can just register and pay online, and you're over and done with getting registered in less than 5 minutes. So,
and I wanted to add about the fly fishing trip is that it's for families, and children are welcome. They just have to be registered. And that day is actually free fishing day, so you don't have to have a fishing license. And you also don't have to have gear if you don't have any, because the leaders of this field trip will bring extra fishing gear. So it's for beginners as well.
And I think we heard that they're preparing little kits, tiny kits with flies in them, and you know, so a little starter kit that you'll get
for kids for
the price of the registration. So this is a unique opportunity if you ever wanted to get into fly fishing. And then just to finish up on the cultural history field trips, we have, as many people know, a new cultural heritage site, the Mimbres Cultural Heritage Site, which is out on the Mimbres River. And Marilyn Markle is going to be leading that field trip. That's on Saturday morning, September 24th. And she's going to be talking about the Maddox ruin and the Mimbres culture that lived there sometime from about 550 AD through the mid 1100s. And, you know, this is an amazing example of a Mimbres Valley settlement. and we're really lucky that it's preserved for us to learn from. Marilyn has done a tremendous job through the Grant County Archaeological Society, bringing kids out, students out to learn about the Mimbres culture and learn about that site. So we've got that. We also have one more spot because we had a cancellation in a very unique field trip called Water is Life, which is on Friday, September 23rd. It's going to be led by Alex Mares and Rick Quesada. This is a unique trip, just 10 people. I believe the Fort Sill Apache tribe is also going to attend and be visiting some rock art sites and sort of unique places that no one really goes to. And I think there'll be a lot of interesting stories and dialogue at that field trip. So if you're hearing this now and you really want to go, I suggest immediately log on to healaconservation.org and sign up, because like I said, there's only one more slot left and there are only 10 slots available. And then finally, we're teaming up with the National Park Service, the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, for a field trip called Making a Home in the Heart of the Gila, and that is on Saturday, September 24th, and will be led by Rita Garcia, up at the Cliff Dwelling. So you'll get a sort of one-on-one type field trip with Rita, and Rita's also one of our speakers at the festival as well, so she'll be leading a field trip. So that's actually free, and that's Saturday afternoon.
And Rita is the chief interpreter up at the Cliff Dwelling, so she's intimately familiar with the area and the culture and the history. And yeah, it's National Public Lands Day, so that event is free. And you said that there are spaces left on some of the field trips, and people can just go to gilaconservation.org to sign up.
That's right. And there's a registration page, and actually you can see how many slots are remaining. So if it says zero, that means it's full. And actually the registration won't let you complete your registration if you've got, if you've registered for something that's already full. So yeah, I suggest if you do want to get on a field trip, to really avoid disappointment right. And register early here.
Right. So there are a whole bunch of events that you don't have to register for. And I think we'll talk about those right after we come back from this short break. We're talking about the Gila River Festival, September 22nd through 25th, with Allison Civic here on Earth Matters. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Earth Matters here on KURU 89.1 FM. This is Donna Stevens, your host for today's program. My guest today is Allison Civic. She's the director of the Gila Conservation Coalition. She's a co-host of Earth Matters, and she's one of the organizers of the Gila River Festival, which is our topic for today. The festival takes place September 22nd through 25th, so it's coming right up. Before the break, Allison, we were talking about field trips, and these are events that people need to register for because we limit them to kind of a smallish group so that it's more of an intimate event. But we have, in addition to all of those field trips, we have all kinds of presentations that are happening at WNMU's Global Resource Center Auditorium. Can you tell us about some of these presentations, please?
Yes. So we have a lot of presentations this year. So we're Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with some amazing speakers. I'm just thrilled that we've got so many top-notch speakers with us this year. WNMU's Dr. Cynthia Ann Bettison kicks it off first thing being Thursday morning, September 22nd, as you said, Donna, at the WNMU Global Resource Center Auditorium, with a talk entitled The Rich and Multi-Storied Prehistoric Heritage of Southwest New Mexico's Gila River Area. So, Cynthia, as many of you know, many of our listeners know, is the director of WNMU's museum. And so this is really her area. And so we're looking forward to hearing from an archaeological perspective what we know about who lived in the Gila River area in prehistoric times. So that'll be a great talk. We've got, and one thing I should say is go to our website, because I can't tell you everything that we've got going, because we'd be here for 3 hours this morning, and Obviously can't do that. But if people want to check out our schedule, go to gilaconservation.org. If you haven't picked up a brochure that's around town, you can download the brochure. You can also look on the website by day and just kind of see what all the events are by day, and also a schedule overview. So, and all the speaker bios are there as part of the brochure. So we also have Teresa Martinez, who's coming down from the Continental Divide Trail Coalition to talk about the Continental Divide Trail as a living museum. As many folks know, Silver City is a first gateway community on the Continental Divide Trail, which runs from the U.S.-Mexico border up to the U.S.-Canadian border. And part of the Continental Divide Trail's mission is really to help preserve these special landscapes. And again, you know, these are landscapes that have ecological and cultural significance, but also this is a recreation trail, so has recreation significance. So Teresa is giving an overview talk on Thursday morning from 10:15 to 11:15. She's also leading a stewardship project on Friday. And for folks that want to help maintain the Continental Divide Trail, great opportunity to get out there and get involved in a project that really is going to help with our Continental Divide Trail here locally. And if you want more information, go to the Gila Conservation Coalition website, because there's kind of a schedule for that stewardship project. So we've also got other talks. One in particular that I think we're really fortunate to have Dr. Esteban Moldavin from Natural Heritage New Mexico. He's come down. He's going to be coming down from Albuquerque to talk about understanding the status and trends of Gila River biota and the Natural Heritage New Mexico Conservation Information System. So there's a whole inventory system for our flora and fauna, and this is what scientists use to understand what's happening in our ecosystems. And Dr. Moldavin is going to be telling us what this system tells us about the Gila in particular, and how can we use this information system for conservation efforts. So that should be a very interesting talk. We also have Liz Archuleta, who is with Hispanics Enjoying Camping, Hunting, and the Outdoors. HO is the acronym. She's going to be talking about public lands and Hispanic culture, traditions, and history. That's on Thursday, 2:45 to 3:45. That will be an interesting talk. And one thing I want to point out is that the Gila River Festival has always been a place for people to come together and share their perspectives on the Gila River, celebrate the Gila River. So we're really fortunate to be having people coming from the sciences as well as different cultural perspectives. So we're pleased to have Liz with us, as well as Sacred Water, a panel discussion that's going to be featuring Alex Mares, who is a former park ranger and interpreter. He's of Diné and Mexican descent. Anthropologist Rick Quesada, and also Fort Sill Apache tribal historian Michael Darrow. And I think we're going to talk a little bit more about those panel discussions. But I do want to point out that we're very pleased to have a number of different people coming to this year's festival, offering a variety of different perspectives. So we also have Diana Molina on Friday, who will be talking about our regional heritage through icons and symbols. Diana, very interestingly, is a photographer. She's gone around the region, the border region, as well as southern New Mexico, and photographed rock art, different symbols. She's going to tell us about what this tells us about our cultural history in our region through these different symbols. That should be interesting. Donna, also, you mentioned that we've got Rita Garcia, the chief interpreter with the Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, talking about Park Service history here on the 100th centennial, the 100 years, the centennial of the National Park Service. Another talk, Dr. Richard Felger is going to be talking about the river is food. What are some of the native plants that are food sources, that have been food sources when we look back to our indigenous peoples? What are some of those food sources that were used hundreds of years ago and still can be used in the future?
One thing that Richard said in the description of his talk, which I really liked, was that he says, they say a food desert is where poor people live and nutritious food is hard to get. But Apache elders say the desert is where the food is.
Yeah, very interesting. So the grasses are something, a plant that people don't necessarily think of, but of course were very important to the Apache. So we'll hear more about that from Dr. Felger. Ron Hamm, a local historian and writer, he's just completed a biography of Ross Calvin. Mr. Calvin was the Episcopal minister at Church of the Good Shepherd. He was also a naturalist and wrote a book called Sky Determines about how our Southwest desert is shaped by the sky, by sun, by rain. Ross Calvin also wrote a book on the Gila River, River of the Sun, and Ron is going to be speaking from his biography and telling us more about Ross Calvin. On Saturday afternoon, we're pleased to have joining us again for the second year in a row, the Fort Sill Apache Tribe is going to be talking about the Gila homelands, past and present, and that will be a talk with Jeff Houses, tribal chairman, and Michael Darrow, the tribal historian. That's from 1 to 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon in the Global Resource Center Auditorium.
So you were mentioning before that we have a panel discussion. There's actually two panels. There's one on Thursday afternoon and a second one on Friday afternoon. Let's talk about those just a little bit. So the one on September 22nd, Thursday, is called Sacred Water. And what can you tell us about that? Like, why the perspectives of these people from different cultures is important to today?
Right. So as I mentioned before, Alex Mares, who was a park ranger and interpreter at Waco Tanks State Park in Texas, anthropologist Rick Quesada, and Fort Sill Apache tribal historian Michael Darrow, they will be speakers on the panel. They'll be moderated by Tom Vaughn, who's a retired National Park Service supervisor and interpreter, and he was one of the founders of the Council for American Indian Interpretation. So they're really going to talk about what are their tribal members' unique and important cultural and historic and spiritual relationships with water. And again, I think there is a lot to learn about our modern society's relationship to water. There's a lot for us to learn about how other cultures perceive water and what the relationship is with water. You know, many of us take water for granted. We turn on the tap and water comes out of the faucet. But how, if we had maybe a different perspective, maybe a sacred perspective towards water, how would we perhaps manage or treat our water resources? So what we're trying to do with the Gila River Festival is bring people together with different ideas, different perspectives, and really try and learn and have a conversation. And I think we all have a lot to learn from one another. And so I am looking forward to this panel on sacred water.
And that is on September 22nd from 4 to 5:15 p.m. at the Global Resource Center. And then I wanted to ask you, Allison, about a second panel that's happening on Friday afternoon. And that one is called Where the Arts Meet the Environment. What can you tell us about that discussion?
Sure. So this panel discussion is really about how art can inspire activism and environmental activism in particular. And so we'll be talking about what motivates people to care about conservation and to become careful stewards of nature. And we've got Assistant Professor of Spanish and Cultural Studies from WNMU, Dr. Lydia Huerta, Hakeem Bellamy, who's the inaugural Poet Laureate of Albuquerque, Colin Dials Hazelbaker, who's a music producer, recording artist, and youth arts educator, and also landscape photographer Michael Berman. And so I think really what we're trying to do with this panel is understand how artists through their various media can convey so quickly what environmentalists and really policy people often struggle to explain or communicate. So really, what's the trick? What are the ingredients to get people to love and understand the world around them and then be compelled to act? And so I think, again, artists coming from a different perspective, we have a lot to learn from artists. So this should be a very fascinating panel, and also moderated by Frank Merritt, former professor at WNMU.
And that is on Friday, September 23rd, from 2:45 to 3:45 p.m., again in the Global Resource Center. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation about the Gila River Festival with Allison Civic here on Earth Matters on Gila Members Community Radio. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Earth Matters here on KURU 89.1 FM. I'm Donna Stevens, your host for today's show. And joining me here in the studio is Allison Civic, also a host of this program, one of the organizers of the Gila River Festival and the executive director of the Gila Conservation Coalition. In today's show, we're talking about the Gila River Festival, which takes place September 22nd through 25th. This is the last part of the show, and there's still a lot of events to talk about. So I'd like to urge our listeners to go to our website, gilaconservation.org, to see the schedule. So I wanted to ask you, Allison, about some stuff happening on Saturday, September 24th. In the morning, we're doing a new event, something we've never done before, called Gila Visions. What is that all about?
That's right, Donna. So Gila Visions is a new event sort of modeled on TED Talks. So TED stands for Technology, Engineering, Design. And so the idea is to bring community members together to share with us their thoughts about what the Gila River means to them, how they relate to and celebrate the natural and cultural history of the Gila River, and how they envision it now and in the future. And so the idea is really through very short presentations, 5 to 10 or 15 minutes, get across your idea. And so We're looking forward to hearing from photographer Jay Hemphill, poet Bonnie Maldonado, author Sharman Russell, musician and composer Greg Renfro, photographer Anthony Howell, retired WNMU English professor Bill Toth. Patrice Muchnick is going to present a trailer for a film about the Gila River and the role of Ella Kirk, Ella Myers, and
Michael Mall
in their efforts to protect the Gila River. We're still working on firming up a couple talks and presentations. We do have a special presentation by Rob Goldfarb and friends of mysouthwestadventure.com. I'm not going to spoil the fun, but right, just to give people, clue people in to come and see what they've got for us Saturday morning at Gila Visions, starting at 9 o'clock in the Global Resource Center Auditorium.
So there's another big thing happening on Saturday, which we're calling the Gila Extravaganza. So that's some pretty serious hype. And what are we going to do to live up to that?
Serious hype. That's right. Well, so the Gila River Extravaganza features the Fort Sill Apache Fire Dancers with the Goudet family. And I am so happy that they're going to be coming all the way from Fort Sill, Oklahoma. And sort of the highlight of the extravaganza is going to be their Dance of the Mountain Spirits, which will be happening at 9 o'clock at the intersection of Yankee and Texas streets around a fire. And this is a traditional dance that is danced by the Fort Sill Apache tribe yearly and during sacred occasions. And they do this to drive away sickness and evil and bring good health and good fortune. And, you know, we're so lucky to have them coming here to Silver City, because the Fire Dancers are a traditional group, and they rarely perform in public. And of course, you know, the Fort Sill Apache, you know, these are the descendants of the Apache that were driven from this area, southwestern New Mexico, removed from this area and sent to Florida, Alabama, Georgia, I think, and then ultimately in Oklahoma. So this is a really huge event to have them coming and dancing for us. And that's so that I sort of started at the end and gave you like right, this, you know, this highlight of the Gila River Extravaganza, but it really kicks off at 3 o'clock at Bike Works with mask making, puppet making, and we have the Monsoon Puppet Parade again. That's been a yearly feature. At 4 o'clock, these wonderful puppets and kids, lots of kids, and this year music by the Average Cadaver, and also the Fort Sill Apache Fire Dancers are going to join the parade too. So that'll be from Bike Works down Bullard, so heading south, and we'll end up at the intersection of Yankee and Texas streets. And then we've got dancing, music by Bayou Seiko, the Average Cadaver, the Roadrunners. Am I forgetting anybody?
I think that's it. There might be some surprises.
Piñatas, food. And then beginning 7:45, 8 o'clock, we've got spoken word poetry. Hakeem Bellamy and Colin Dials are coming down from Albuquerque to perform some spoken word poetry with projections again on the back of the Murray Hotel. And we've got some local poets, too, who will be joining them.
And Hakeem and Dials are the ones who made that video that went viral, Everywhere is a Gila, which probably some of our listeners have seen. And if they haven't, it would be a great thing to see it, because
yeah,
it's very good.
And they're going to be performing that.
Right, performing that live.
So that'll be exciting. So Saturday, this is all free, family-friendly, lots of stuff for kids to get involved in. So we hope to see everybody downtown on Saturday. I should also mention on Saturday, we also have the Gila River Art Tour, sponsored by by the Silver City Art Association, and we've got all the galleries basically in the downtown district, arts and culture district, that are going to be participating, and those listings are in the Gila River Festival brochure.
And we would like our listeners to patronize some of those stores. I mean, they're putting up with us closing the street. And so it would be great if people just recognize that these businesses are really supporting us in this effort.
That's right.
Also, Allison, I wanted to ask you about something else going on. And this is on Friday, September 23rd. And this is a performance that's kind of a collaboration between Western New Mexico University, the Aldo Leopold Charter School, some other groups. What can you tell us about that performance?
Yes, yeah, so Friday afternoon from 4 to 5:30 p.m. in the Fine Arts Center Theater, there's going to be a collaborative performance called What Is Now, What Could Be, and this will be a very interesting, what's being called a dynamic creation. This is sort of masterminded, by Artistic Director Anne-Marie Elder, who's Associate Professor at WNMU. Lots of other people involved, Patrick Rogers, Tasha Cooper, Cindy Medrano, and lots of Aldo Leopold Charter School and WNMU students. So really what this does is this performance combines sculpture, performance art, song, spoken word, and sounds to explore the processes associated with the Gila's riparian forest and to celebrate its beauty. And so they're going to construct this on the stage, and the audience gets to participate too.
We get to go up on stage and see the forest up close after it's finished.
That's right. So this should be really wonderful to see. So again, Friday, 4 to 5:30 at the Fine Arts Center Theater, and it's free.
There's one more thing I want to ask you about. Again, there are a lot of events, and people can go to gilaconservation.org to see the schedule. But I wanted to ask you about the closing event on Sunday morning. That's September 25th. What's going on then?
Sure. So we have a brunch happening at the WNMU Light Hall Patio and Gardens, a beautifully redone area just outside Light Hall. This will be Sunday morning, September 25th, from 10:30 a.m. to noon. And writer Phil Connors, the author of Fire Season, which is about fire in the Gila National Forest and his time as a fire lookout, he's going to be our guest speaker. So he'll be talking about the Gila River's vital role in American conservation. So you need to register for that event. So again, go to gilaconservation.org and sign up for the brunch.
And there's still openings for that brunch?
Yes, there are still openings.
Okay. So I know that the Gila River Festival, as we intimately know, is a big deal. It's a big production every year. And we couldn't do it without our sponsors and volunteers. Is there still an opportunity for people to volunteer?
Yes. If you still want to volunteer, please give us a call at 575-538-8078 or send us an email at info@gilaconservation.org. And we can tell you what volunteer opportunities are still available.
And speaking of people who help us put this event on every year, who are our major sponsors of the festival this year? We need to give them a shout out.
Absolutely, we do. We couldn't do it without all of the wonderful sponsors. Dennis Weller Photography, Gila Members Community Radio.
Yay!
Gila Haven, New Mexico Humanities Council, and the National Endowment for the Humanities, Murray Hotel, the Center for Biological Diversity, the McCune Charitable Foundation, KUNM, Stream Dynamics, WNMU, the Fort Sill Apache Tribe, Gila Native Plant Society, New Mexico Wilderness Alliance, Pitchfork Ranch, Sierra Club, T&E Inc., Anonymous, and then also, I should say, the Gila River Festival is partially funded by Silver City's Lodgers Tax. So we thank Lodgers Tax as well for their contribution.
Great. Thank you to all of our sponsors. We really appreciate your support. I wanted to say if people miss any of the keynotes or other presentations, some of these will be recorded and they'll be available later. And you can hear them here on GMCR. Thank you, Allison, for joining me on today's show. Thanks to our audio engineer and Kuru Guru, Kyle Johnson. And I want to thank you, our listeners, for tuning into this week's program. You can go to Gila Members Community Radio on the Earth Matters page for archives of all the programs, including today's. I'm Donna Stevens. Please join us next week for another edition of Earth Matters here on Gila Members Community Radio, KURU at 89.1 on your FM dial. This is what community radio looks and sounds like.